Myself, James Cassidy from Healthwise Pharmacy in Gidore, and Rory O'Donnell from O'Donnell's Pharmacy Gidore, who's also an executive member of the IPU, met the five Donegal TDs, with three TDs were present, and a representative from Charlie McConnell's office. Unfortunately, Joe McHugh was unavailable, but Joe did meet us and talk to us during the week on a number of occasions as well. So we have met representatives of all five elected representatives plus senators as well.
And indeed, there were a number of issues that were raised. What was the main takeaway from the meeting?
I guess the main takeaway was that we wanted to stress the point that pharmacists are willing, available and able to assist in the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination programme, as we have been all along. What we've been trying to do is obtain clarity from the Minister for Health as to when we would actually start, and to ensure that to ensure a safe environment both for ourselves, for our teams and for the public coming into us, that we would receive vaccinations for ourselves and for our staff, so that we could then assist in the rollout as soon as possible of the vaccination programme. There was also an issue raised in the lack of support that pharmacy has had since the onset of the pandemic. We haven't received any PPE or any supports in that respect, despite the fact that our businesses have been open, our doors have been open to the general public on an ongoing basis. We are seeing increasing numbers of patients who are presenting to us who have COVID-style symptoms, and we are then referring to their GPs. So we are conscious that our teams are putting themselves at risk for the greater good by they are seeing patients with suspected COVID, and indeed some patients with COVID coming from the COVID testing centre with prescriptions to be dispensed, which we need support from for the amount of PPE in respect to that, because the amount of risk we put ourselves at. But really it was to drive home the message that we are available, willing and able to administer vaccines to everybody. We've had huge experience with the influenza vaccine for a number of years now, but in particular in 2020, during the time of the pandemic, we provided safe and professional services for the general public to receive the flu vaccine, and that we would be able to and willing to provide the COVID-19 vaccine to the public for the greater good.
And indeed, unveiling of this offer would make a huge dent in the whole vaccine rollout.
Well, we think it would. I mean, there is a huge pressure to roll out the vaccine program globally. It's the biggest vaccine program in the history of vaccinations, and it's a huge challenge for everybody involved, and we think that we would be very much able to play our part into getting the vaccines out to the general public. We all know that speed is of the essence. I guess part of the problem would be if we are supplied with a lot of vaccines into the country and pharmacists and their staff haven't been vaccinated, then it's not really a safe prospect for us then to administer the vaccine. So the first step is provision of vaccines to pharmacists and all of their staff, and then we would be in a position then to roll out the vaccines to the general public.